Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're poor, but we're proud. That's two bad conditions. Y'all understand? And what folks do not realize, they're connecting themselves to the curse. Much of it's ignorantly, but receiving the curse, acting like they deserve the curse. You remember we talked about how that they took Paul, and that Roman centurion was going to scourge him and torture him and was tying him to the whipping post. You remember that? We talked about that in the book of Acts. And as they're tying him to to be scourged, similar to what happened with Jesus, do you know what Paul did? The Bible said when they did that to Jesus, Isaiah 53 said, he opened not his mouth. Jesus didn't open his mouth. But when they tied Paul to the post, you know what he did? He opened his mouth. He said, hey, is it lawful for you to, you know, to scourge a Roman citizen, uncondemned? Is it lawful? And when he said it, oh man, they stopped. They dropped their stuff. They said, what? He's a Roman? They ran and told their officer. He said, what? He went out. Left his office, came out and said, tell me, are you a Roman? I guess Paul's still tied up over it. He said, how many think he was really glad to say, yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And the centurion said, it cost me a lot of money to become a citizen. Paul said, yeah, but I was freeborn. I was born one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apparently his father was a citizen. And immediately... is everybody listening? Yeah. Immediately, they untied him. They loosed him. They gave him their clothes back, basically apologized to him, and were afraid that they had tied him up. Now, what if he hadn't opened his mouth? Did he deserve to be scourged? No. But would he have been scourged?
Yes.
Yeah. If what? If he hadn't opened his mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord open their mouth. You better open your mouth. You better declare and say, no, I am not deserving of the curse. I've been redeemed from the... I've been redeemed. No, devil, hold up. Do you have a right? No, you don't. You better back off. Why? Yeah, I failed, you failed, but Jesus took our place. He redeemed us.
That's right.
I don't deserve the curse. I shouldn't be cursed because he was cursed in my place.
Amen.
If he was cursed in my place and I'm cursed anyway, then why'd he do it? What good did it do? By me being born again, by you being born again and placed in Christ, now, spiritually, legally, we are undeserving of any curse. Any curse of the law. We are undeserving of it. We should not be cursed. But do most Christians believe that? No. When bad things happen, and the enemy comes and says, now, see there, you know, you've messed up so many ways, and here it is, you know, you've sown it, now you're going to reap it. And you know, the chickens are coming home to roost. It's finally caught up with you. No, the curse causeless shall not roost. Do I deserve to be cursed? Is there a cause? Is there a reason that I should be cursed? And the enemy would say, well, there's about a million reasons you ought to be cursed. You're sorry, excuse for a Christian, you've done this, and you hadn't done that, and you've done the other, and you've done the other, and if you're dumb, you'll go, Yeah, I've failed in so many ways, and I know I don't deserve the least of the Lord's blessings. Well, we should have already established that. That's why Jesus had to come.
Yes.
But if you take it and you receive it, and you say, well, yeah, that's, I just got to suffer through because I've been... See, you've connected to the curse. But let the redeemed of the Lord...
Say so.
Let them do what?
Say so.
Man, you better speak up, child of God.
Amen.
You better speak up. You better resist the devil. I mean, the first symptom of flu symptom,
Amen.
Cold,
right.
Stomach ache,
yeah.
Memory loss,
yeah.
Financial problem. Come on, y'all, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, have you read Deuteronomy 28? All of that's in there. The first sign of any of that, you better get your heart and your mouth in motion. You better begin to declare, no, no, I deserve no curse. Jesus took my place. He became a curse for me. He has redeemed me. Oh, man, it'd do us good to just go around all day and all night, ever so often, just said, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. And if any curse shows up, it ought to just pop out of you. No, no. We're not denying that the curse is in the earth. We're not denying that the curse is in many people in the church. We know it's here. We see it. What we are coming to a realization of is it has no right.
Amen.
It has no right to be in my life as a child of God. It has no right. And when I believe that, and I affirm that, and I know I'm redeemed, I will say so. I will say so. I will. Whoo! Glory to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what? Say what? I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I can't believe you're redeemed for you. You have to believe that for yourself. You can't believe I'm redeemed for me. I'm redeemed. Christ has redeemed me. From what? From what? From the curse. Everything and anything that's in the curse of the law. There are some open, all comprehensive statements in there, like every disease not mentioned. What does that cover? That covers any disease that will ever be discovered or named because it wasn't named. Come on, can you see that? God's smart. He's really smart. Knows the end from the beginning. Knows how much people like to wrestle and argue about stuff. If you just believe Him, it just fixes everything. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 19, let's finish reading this. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing, cursing, and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Say, okay. That both you and your seed may live. How many know that your choices affect your children?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they do. Good or bad. They affect your children. That both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God. Does anybody here love the Lord?
Yes.
That you may obey His voice. How many still think it's good? You need to obey the Lord.
Yes.
Obey the Spirit. That you may cleave to Him.
Yes.
For He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers, to Abram, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Hallelujah. That was these chapters are the summary of all these thoughts that began in 28. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. In closing, let me remind you of these things in Job 36, 11, and also we'll look in Isaiah 1:19. The reason I read these now, what we just read in Deuteronomy is not an isolated thing. You'll see this prior to this. You'll see this in the prophets and Psalms. You'll see this in the gospel accounts. You'll see this in the epistles. This revelation that it's our choice.
Right.
It's our choice. He said, verse 36, if they obey and serve Him, what'll happen? They'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But, verse 12, but if they obey not, do you get the same thing? Whether you obey, you don't obey. Whether you believe, you don't believe. You say I'm redeemed or you say I deserve it. No, they'll perish by the sword and die without knowledge. Isaiah 1:19. A lot of modern Christians quote this, but again, you see both sides. God has released it, the blessings in the earth and the curses in the earth. We want to remove anything that connects us to the curse.
Amen.
Talking fear, unbelief connects you to the curse. Being stubborn and rebellious and disobedient connects you to the curse. It's not that God's trying to do anything to you. It's in here. It's taking out anybody it can. The devil, is the devil still in the earth or not? Is he still trying to steal, kill, and destroy? Certainly. I mean, he knows better than most Christians that they're redeemed. But he knows if they don't know it, he can steal, kill, and destroy. They won't resist him. If you be willing and obedient, you may half starve because God's developing piety. No, see, you become hopelessly confused if you're obedient and love God and you're cursed. Can you see that? You become completely confused. And that's where a lot of people are. No, you're not cursed because you love God. You're not cursed because you obey. Now, the enemy is always trying to do some stuff, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And when you're doing what the Lord tells you to do, there's grace to do it.
Amen.
If you'll be willing and obedient, what'll happen? What'll happen? You won't drive the junk. You won't live in the falling down stuff. You will enjoy the good, the best. And verse 20 says, but if you refuse and you rebel, how many understand? Electricity will help you or it'll hurt you. Gravity will help you or it'll hurt you, depending on which side of it you get on. How many understand to be on the stubborn side, the hard-headed side, the disobedient side is to be on the cursed side? Can you see this? To be on the faith side, to be on the listening to the Lord, walking, following the direction of the Spirit, walking in love, that's on the blessing side.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes,
you prevented anything where the curse can connect to you, and you're purposely connecting to the blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Letting it flow on you, letting it flow in you, letting it flow through you.
Amen.
To other people.
Amen.
Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me